I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
My fellow hand Americans, as President Obama's right hand, let me assure you, the contact I made with Raul Castro's right hand at Nelson Mandela's memorial is not the Cuban finger crisis or the Bay of Thumbs. There are no plans for future U.S.-Cuba handshakes, hand clasps, fist bumps, or that OK sign where you put your thumb and forefinger together into a circle. The United States maintains its no-friendly gesture policy toward Cuba. Besides, Raul Castro isn't the real Castro. He's Castro's brother. He's like the Emilio Estevez of old-school Soviet satellite communism. So, to quote Johnny Otis, this hand jive has got to go. Thank you, and God bless my hand sanitizer.
Hello, I'm Stacey Kudrow, and welcome to Touchy Feely Sports, where we explore all aspects of the sappy side of professional sports. We're the emotionally overdone segment of pregame shows that makes dudes leave the room, but suckers all the chicks in. We proudly are the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies of pregame segments. This week, we explore the plight of the Boston sports fan. Please welcome the number one fan of that region, Kevin Patey.
Sup?
Kevin, you are a representative of a long-suffering fan base that in the past has had the joy of victory snatched from you in an agonizing fashion.
Yes, except for the Celtics. That's true.
And why aren't the years of success for Boston's basketball team good enough?
Because deep in our hearts, we think basketball is stupid, except for Larry Bird.
So since you were a little boy, these sports teams have broken your heart how many times?
The Bruins, the Patriots, and especially the Red Sox have dropped the other shoe on my happiness for most of my life.
And what has changed?
Since the turn of the millennium, you know, around 2001, they started all winning.
And how does this rather fortunate turn of events make you feel?
Terrible. I mean, Stacy, I don't know who I am anymore. I keep waiting for the worst things to happen, and they don't happen. First, it's the Patriots winning 3 Super Bowls. Then the Red Sox won the World Series. The Boston Red Sox, after 86 years, won the World Series. My grandfather never saw the Red Sox win the World Series. They won. And just when I thought everything was going to go back to normal, they won again. And they are not all. The Celtics, after being awful to almost good since my Lord and Savior Larry Bird retired, they won and were good for a while. And now they're supposed to suck, but they kind of don't. Then the Bruins won. And then the Boston Red Sox won again! Again! The Red Sox have won 3 times in my lifetime? My son is going to think they will never break your heart. But if they do, there's always another Boston team that will win another championship. They are doing their best to make me feel good. I can't agonize! It's killing me.
Well, the Patriots lost a game this season to the Carolina Panthers on a terrible call. That certainly must have helped.
Yes, but then they came back from 24-0 to beat arch-enemy Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, who, by the way, are the class of the NFL. The Patriots should have blown a 24-point lead, not the other way around. I don't know what they're trying to do to me.
Indeed. This new life must be a struggle.
I don't know who I am anymore. Just when I'm watching a game, and it looks like the ball is going to go through someone's legs, or they are winning and suddenly blow it, or a team makes it to the championship game just to face a dominating team. Stacy, it turns out all that stuff happens to the other guys, and we are the dominating team. I can't handle this.
And what is this?
Confidence. Arrogance. I'm turning into, what it's like to be Oh, God. A Yankee fan. With all my sports teams.
Horrifying. How will you carry on?
I guess I'll move to Cleveland and become a fan of their crap. Disappointment is a religion there. Or back Joe Biden for president in 2016. He's bound to drop the ball at some point.
Of course. I'm Stacy Kudrow with Touchy Feely Sports. Next week, we will have a conversation with a resident of Florida and discuss their feelings when we reveal to them that their state has two hockey teams.
With the passing of a great iconic South African leader, we pause to ask, what did Nelson Mandela stand for?
We here at MSNBC believe Nelson Mandela stood for togetherness and liberation.
We at Fox News think he stood for freedom and individual initiative.
We at the NRA know he stood for the right of every American to carry a gun, whether or not that American is actually an American or is in America.
We in the KKK prefer to think Nelson Mandela stood for people becoming proud of their white heritage.
We at your local Chevy dealerships believe Nelson Mandela stood for an amazing clearance sale on all 2013 Chevy Sonics. Mandela once said, "It always seems impossible until it's done." But the prices at your local Chevy dealers this month, well, they really are impossible!
We here at Atlantic City think Nelson Mandela stood for... Look, just come to Atlantic City.
Yes, Nelson Mandela meant many things to many people. So if you don't yet know what he really stood for, look inside yourself. That's where you'll find it.
Nelson Mandela was a Democrat.
Nelson Mandela was a Republican.
Nelson Mandela set black churches on fire.
Nelson Mandela's making deals like never before!
We'll even comp your room, all right?
Today, we remember Nelson Mandela, each in our own way.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
All right, everyone, quiet down. Quiet down. Stop that incessant typing and listen up. Employees of the Washington Post newspaper group, it is my honor to present your fearless leader, your visionary publisher, the man who single-handedly made Cyber Monday a reality, Jeffrey Preston Bezos.
Thank you, Johnson. All right, everyone. I want to talk to you about the news. And the future. And the future of the news. .com. National News Desk, tell me what's happening today.
The Obamacare website seems to be working better, and there's a real push on immigration, and...
Boring.com. Sports, entertain me.
The NFL playoff picture is coming into focus, and RG3 is regressing, while the NBA
Boring.org. World news, go.
Ukraine. It's getting crazy. Riots, fires, real classic revolutionary stuff. Some people think that Putin might have to...
Snoozer-palooza, you are a loser. .net.
That is Russian for no.
Washington Post people, this will not do. I can read crap like this on some Trustafarian's Twitter feed. It's not news. We need news. Real news. This is the Washington Mother Stinkin' Post. The Watergate people. Deep Throat, remember? We don't report the news. We make the news. And from now on... We deliver the news.
What are you talking about?
You all know we have drones now, right? Amazon.com has drones, which means the Washington Post has drones. We can, quote, deliver packages anywhere, anytime. Johnson, read that AP Wire report from New York City.
The driver of the ill-fated Metro North Rail didn't know why he zoned out. But he vaguely remembers a blow to his head just before the train approached the deadly curve.
Skip ahead a bit.
These overhead pictures of the tragic accident show the train toppling off the tracks as it happened. They were provided by the Washington Post.
Wait, you're not suggesting that
Johnson,
we...
read that article about A-Rod.
Prosecutors say the case turned in their favor when a package of HGH vials sent from Biogenesis and addressed to Rodriguez turned up literally on their doorstep.
Wait, was that you? Or I guess us?
Johnson, world news.
Geologists are at a loss to explain how an earthquake could have its epicenter underneath the New York Times London office.
Now, hold on a minute. There hasn't been an earthquake in London.
That's tomorrow's news.
This is outrageous.
This is unethical.
How dare you, sir?
Silence! His Bezosness wishes to continue.
My fellow Postians, greatness awaits. You know how Peter Parker always got the best pictures of Spider-Man making news? That's us now. Except, instead of a radioactive spider, we got our powers from the U.S. military.
I guess with great power comes great opportunity.
What was that?
Nothing, sir.
As I was saying, this is a gift. The Internet was created for military purposes, and eventually it existed solely to serve me, in the form of Amazon.com. Drones were created for military purposes, and eventually they will serve me, in the form of the Washington Post. But instead of just waiting for eventually to arrive, we're going to make eventually happen. Now.
So what does that mean for us?
You will all be given a small fleet of Amazon.com drones and a list of acceptable news targets, or, as I like to say, Amazon Prime suspects.
And what if we don't want to participate?
That is your choice, and we respect your choice.
Then that's what I choose. I'm going home.
Very well. The rest of you will get your assignment soon. Back to work! Johnson, send my regards to that reporter.
What's this? A package for me? Here at home? How great! It sounds like that old-time ticking alarm clock I've always wanted.
Suburban explosion kills suspected terrorist. Washington Post scores incredible real-time pictures of the devastation.
The final edition brings you to the House Intelligence Committee, where Representatives Peter King and Michelle Bachmann are meeting a special visitor from the North Pole.
This committee will now hear the testimony of Mr. Claus.
Please, call me Chris.
Mr. Claus, for the love of all that's good and holy, would you tell this committee the extent of your vast surveillance of ordinary citizens?
My intel is limited to seeing you when you're sleeping and knowing when you're awake.
Well, you know when we've been fat or good.
Bad or good.
My briefing says fat or good.
Santa, why do you check up on people sleeping? Are you a pervert like my husband?
Is her husband fat or good?
I'm not at liberty to reveal that information. It stays in a holly jolly archive in Utah.
So you do have something to hide, Mr. Claus.
I'm a red-suited magical Christmas icon, not a Bond villain.
Did you say you work with Snowden?
I said I work with snowmen.
Are these snowmen perverts?
Names, Claus. Give us the names of these snow guys.
All I can say is they have corncob pipes, eyes of coal, and button noses.
Do the snow women abort their snow babies?
Claus, do you know Frosty, the Abominable, the Falcon and the Snowman?
The Falcon and the Snowman is a 1985 film with Sean Penn.
I just love movies about cute birds and people who are really cold.
It's about two young men who sell government secrets, you goddamn moron!
Santa!
Sorry. You can't polish a reindeer turd.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. I can still hear freedom ring, but not from you, you fat fraud.
I don't expect Republicans to believe in me, but don't worry. I have something for both of you this Christmas.
What's that?
The continuation of Obamacare! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Congress!
Next witness, that friggin' prospecting infiltrator Yukon Cornelius.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so good for goodness sake.
For the final edition radio hour, we'll durst here with a few choice words about these exciting times in which we live. Recent revelations suggest we're all inadvertent characters in a governmental spy novel. You may have thought the NSA was everywhere, but apparently you didn't know the half of it. The New York Times reports a spy agency is monitoring online game rooms like World of Warcraft and Second Life. Are those trolls or undercover spooks, or both? Not just an operations chief, but a night elf hunter guild leader as well. James Bond's new assignment? To enchant a goblin priest. The operatives claim their goal is to thwart terrorism, but that's pretty much their answer to everything these days, including lunch at Quiznos. Who knows what they're really doing? Maybe checking out skill sets, filling emergency requests from the military to wander around Call of Duty Black Ops 2. We need someone who goes to their left well and is able to take out multiple drones with one RPG. And while you're at it, check around Grand Theft Auto for someone who can steer with his knees. Gives gamers an excuse, too. I'm not wasting time. I'm gathering counterintelligence. What about the games that weren't mentioned? Think Zelda's feeling a little less than? Of course, with today's gamers, having their every move under surveillance isn't that big of a problem. Knowing the NSA is watching your foray into gem collection just might make it more enticing. After all, the new Xbox has a camera and microphone that remain on and pointing at your couch even when the game is off. Coming up next, Paranoia, the game of life. Friend or foe, you'll never know. Don't just play the game, be the game. Then again, just the thought of government employees spending the whole day playing video games makes a man proud to pay his taxes, don't it? For the final edition radio hour, I'm Will Durst.
The final edition now takes you to the secret headquarters of the Justice League, where Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman learn about the latest threat to the world.
Wonder Woman, Batman, Lex Luthor is threatening to take over the world again. This time he plans to blow up both Metropolis and Gotham City. Wonder Woman, is your invisible jet ready for takeoff?
Yes, Superman.
We will definitely need it. All right, Justice League, let's go!
Not this guy.
What?
I am exhausted. Enjoy yourselves. I'm sitting this one out.
But Batman, we need you.
Can we stop with the aliases? We all know our names by now. Good God, we've known each other long enough. I'm Bruce, Clark. Bruce. And I'm definitely not calling Diana Wonder Woman. That takes too long.
But Batman...
Bruce.
Bruce, come on. You're a superhero.
No. You're a superhero, or whatever the hell the Amazon did to you that made you able to perform extraordinary acts with minimum effort. And Superman over there is from another planet. Humans are like nothing to this guy. You know what I am? A really smart, rich guy who works out all the time.
We all work hard, Bruce.
No, you don't. Do you ever see what I do? First off, I have had like 7 sidekicks, which one got killed by the Joker, and I'm still dealing with that guilt. And when I'm not with those dudes, I'm on my own doing stuff. And when I'm not doing that, I'm with you guys. What do you do besides this?
I do all kinds.
No, you don't. You do this and that's it. Plus, what does he need you for anyway? Why does he need any of us?
Come on, Bruce. We all work together.
Seriously, why are we needed? You're faster, stronger, and better than all of us. Unless someone has a little green rock, which I imagine is pretty tough to get, you're good.
You never know with a supervillain like Lex Luthor.
That's the only guy. And if we find his kryptonite dealer, you're fine. You don't need help. Speaking of which, aren't there a gazillion other members of the Justice League? Why is it always us three? Where's Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and the other ones who nobody cares about because they have stupid superpowers?
Don't call their powers stupid, Bruce.
Well, what are they doing besides worshipping you? You know what? I don't care. Screw this. I'm going to your Fortress of Solitude, Clark. You're never there anyway. You should probably rent it out as a timeshare.
You're going to turn your back on Gotham City?
You're right, Diana. I'm going to turn my back on Gotham City because, God forbid, I don't spend every waking minute fighting crime in that city. Maybe I can get a couple of your Amazonian sisters to come up to the fortress and give me a related to Wonder Womanish foot rub. In fact, not so wonder. You're from the Amazon. There's something in the water. That's it.
Superman, he's making me depressed.
Come on, Batman. You're bumming everyone out.
Welcome to my world, kids. I don't have the energy to go up to the fortress. I'm gonna be Bruce Wayne for a week or so. You know, the real me. A very depressed billionaire who watched his parents get killed. I'll be partying and sleeping. Don't bother me. And don't let Gotham blow up. I'll be shtupping a supermodel. I don't want a bomb to kill that vibe. Okay, see ya.
Join us next week for The Justice League, where Batman considers Klonopin, Wonder Woman considers therapy, and Superman is fine as always.
They have a piece on .com. Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. And when I saw this headline, I kind of laughed and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this. So I've given, her name is Aisha Harris. I've given her her due on where she was going with it. But just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that. Yes. But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
Yeah, I mean, you can't. First of all, the penguin would never work, Megan, because a penguin cannot lug all of those gifts around the world. That's just one. Just want to be clear. Yeah,
exactly. But you're absolutely right. Look, Santa Claus is based on St. Nicholas, who was an actual person named Bishop.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Rob Gordon, Jen Dodd, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, Rob Gordon, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Special thanks to Will Durst for his commentary entitled To Enchant a Goblin Priest. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com for more sizzling satire with teeth. Also details on the site and how you can purchase our very first album, The Vinyl Edition. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, engineered by Melissa Gerson, and edited by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.